This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, a debate is heating up at the Convention on Conventional Weapons in Geneva. It's about when and whether we will outsource to machines not just the act of killing, but also the act of deciding when to kill. Sounds a little sci-fi, right? Science, yes. Fiction, not really. Tech critic Molly Wood.
Some estimates are that we could have fully autonomous war machines operating in battlefields within 20 to 30 years. The technology to have at least semi-autonomous machinery exists now.
Let me play you some sound from the kind of thing Wood is talking about. The MK-15 Phalanx close-in weapon system. This is a gun mount on aircraft carriers today. The nickname of the MK-15, by the way, is R2-D2. The gun can search, detect, track, and make a kill assessment. That last one is part of why organizations like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International are worried. Just last month, almost 300 industry researchers from 37 countries also signed a statement backing a ban on using weapons that fire without human decision-making. The convention is expected to decide this week whether to take up the issue next year.